This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Generation of talk now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Rich Zeoli.
Yes, everybody's still reacting to the Supreme Court ruling yesterday, but will they be reacting to a big ruling today? We'll find out. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you're back. It is Friday, 855-839-1210. Let's get over to Dawn and check in. Good morning, Dawn.
And
happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday, June 24th. It is Friday, and the sun is peeking out after a morning of fog. Full forecast in just a moment. Zeoli Show News Live, sponsored by 866-DOC-LEON. So in the news today, yes, we have reports of family being notified this morning of an off-duty police officer who had just gotten off duty on his way home, killed in a horrific crash in the Northeast. So we still don't have the identity of this veteran police officer on the force, 27 years, middle-aged gentleman driving home, T-boned by another vehicle driven by teenagers. So that's a developing story this morning as we continue to follow that one. And certainly our condolences to the family and to the force. It has been a rough week, certainly for law enforcement and first responders. We have the father of 15-year-old Sean Toomey, Father John Toomey, speaking out about the fact that two 17-year-old accused carjackers are now in custody under arrest, accused in the killing of this good kid, innocent victim, and one of those stories where he was unloading some groceries from the vehicle, wrong place, wrong time. The cliche that turns tragic in Philadelphia all too often. In consumer news, we have GasBuddy.com saying that due to the surging gas and other commodity prices, drivers, yes, we will be facing the most expensive July 4th at the pump ever this year. That from GasBuddy. And other consumer news, even candy prices are going up. So Pennsylvania's Hershey Company raising prices to battle, yes, the rising inflation and supply chain issues, according to analysts. So Goldman Sachs, among those, saying that Hershey has enacted broad-based price increases across its candy portfolio. Yes, about 14% more. And for your Hershey's candy, consumers should expect to pay about 17% more for standard Hershey bars, but 13% on those King bars. If you like those huge, like the special dark chocolate bars, 13% more on those, but 17% more for the standard Hershey bars. So that from Hershey, a little local business story there.
And well, we'll just buy Asher's.
Yeah, that's interesting if we should look at a company like Asher's, because I don't see them in the news as far as did they raise the prices.
Yeah,
that's a great
exactly.
question. I'll have to do a deep dive into that for sure. We do have the 866-DOC-LEON. If you're living with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, you may be eligible actually to participate in a clinical research study. Eligible participants, you may receive investigational study, drugs, meds, study-related medical care, and compensation for time and travel. So just call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to see if you qualify. For our Florida listeners, because we do have a pretty large contingent of the Zioli Army involved in, you know, being in Florida half the year round. So if you're in Florida, it's the big boa constrictor snake hunt. You get to hunt the boas. So
well,
I'm just
I like that.
Saying
that sounds
for
good
Susie
to me.
Cool.
Sign me up.
Because they're invasive, you know.
They are.
They're
and
highly
listen,
invasive.
I'd like to go on a snake hunt. That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
You would?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
So it's not like a RuPaul boa. Like, I'm not talking about the decoration. It's the actual snake that's invasive. It kills all kinds of good critters. So anyway, NBC 10 First Alert forecast this morning. Just gorgeous as the sun will fully be out by noon today, but you can see peaks through the fog and clouds. So 86 degrees today for your Friday. And then the weekend, 91 degrees, both Saturday and Sunday, bright sunny skies. And the NBC 10 First Alert forecast, the sunshine sponsored by Amtrak. So 91 for your weekend, a gorgeous beach weather forecast in store. And yes, gas prices are high. So ride Amtrak, fuel your adventurous side without breaking your travel budget. Amtrak gets you there with more money in your wallet. Book in advance, save up to 50% at Amtrak.com. Restrictions and exclusions apply. This is the Zioli Show News Live.
Dawn, thank you. Horrible tragedy in Philadelphia. Just gruesome what's happening in our city right now. When Sean Toomey, a 50-year-old boy, was shot and killed while taking water into his home earlier this year. And it's so sad. I want to welcome the show his dad, his father, John Toomey. John, thank you for coming on. I know it takes a lot of courage, and I appreciate you making the time this morning, John.
Thank you very much. It's no effort. I want the word to get out, and I thank you for having me on.
How are you doing?
You know, I have different days. I have good days. I have not so good days, and I have bad days. And you could even draw it up to hours. But you know, I mean, you know, today's not a bad day. I guess. Maybe because, you know, I'm talking to people, getting the word out, you know, and maybe something will actually come of this.
Now, they have some suspects that they arrested. And Daniel Gardee, 17 years old, surrendered to the police on Wednesday. He was arraigned on murder, conspiracy, and other related charges for his role in the deadly shooting of your son back in March 24th. The second suspect, Sahir Teagle, is currently in custody in Camden County, New Jersey, and is awaiting transport back to Philadelphia. Will be arraigned on murder and other related charges. Do you have confidence, John, that the prosecutor in Philadelphia is going to put these two away?
I don't know if I would use the word confidence. I was asked yesterday if I believe that this DA out of spite will come down light on these two individuals. I don't know. I mean, I like to be optimistic. Now this guy's getting a lot of fire. I think he should be out of office, but just, you know, just for good karma. So I can have something to be in front of me. I'd like to say, yes, I'm somewhat optimistic that these individuals will pay for the crimes. You know, but you know, it's going to be wild before it actually plays out. So we'll see what happens.
John, I'm so sorry that you and your family are going through this. I can't imagine the nightmare. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, thank you for speaking out. I know how hard it is for families in this city. And Larry Krasner, I think he's a cancer on the city. I think that the district attorney has done so much damage. I think people are just stunned at how bad it's getting. And obviously you live that nightmare personally.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, the people that all went with me, we all went together to Harrisburg. I mean, each one that's in my boat that lost a loved one due to some violence in the city. We all have different stories, but they all culminate together as an idea that, you know, this individual needs to go. He's not doing his job. You know, we'll just see what happens.
Well, listen, John, I'm glad they got the suspects. I hope they go away. And I know that hopefully that conviction will give some amount of peace, you know, to you and your family, John. But I just want you to know that we got a lot of people praying for you and your family, and whatever we can do, John, to help you and help advocate for justice here, we want to make sure that you know that we're here for you.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate that, and God bless.
God bless you, John. Thank you for coming on, my friend, and anything you need, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm glad John took the time today because, you know, as I've said, Larry Krasner's a cancer and he's got to go. He's got to go. And, you know, you hear the pain in that man's voice, and it's very real. And it's very real for these families in the city who feel like their city is besieged and who are losing loved ones literally every single night in the city of Philadelphia. Every single night. And the problem is the prosecution. The problem is the prosecution. The problem is not the gun. The problem is the prosecution of the people with illegal guns. And I shared with you that Philadelphia Inquirer story where they went through and they showed how many illegal gun convictions in the city are down under this scumbag prosecutor we have. This guy does not prosecute people with illegal guns. And they're back on the streets. The criminals are back on the streets. And that is the problem, because this guy, Krasner, views these criminals as victims, and he does not want to put them away because they've had bad childhoods or capitalism or whatever other excuse he gives, this Marxist thug that he is. And that is the truth, and that is the problem, and it's why he's got to go. And that pain that Mr. Toomey feels is the pain that so many people are feeling right now in Philadelphia. So many people are feeling this. All right, on a happier note, I'm, as I've mentioned throughout the show today and covered in extensive detail, the ruling on the Second Amendment, which was a fantastic one. I just wanted to point out, you know, this concept of gun control being racist, and you know, our buddy Maj Touré, who has Black Guns Matter, and he does a great job pointing that out. Maj has been on the show many times, been on the station, used to host a show here as well. Justice Clarence Thomas does something so unique in his decision yesterday by pointing out the history of gun control being racist, but at the same time proving without question that the right to bear arms is an individual right that people use for self-defense on their person as they walked around, not simply in their homes. And he points out, blacks had procured great numbers of old army muskets and revolvers, particularly in Texas, and employed them to protect themselves with vigor and audacity. He points out that seeing that the government was inadequately protecting them, there was the strongest desire on the part of the freedmen to secure arms and revolvers particularly. On July 6, 1868, Congress extended the 1866 Freedmen's Bureau Act and reaffirmed that freedmen were entitled to the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings concerning personal liberty and personal security, including the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. That same day, a bureau official reported that freed men in Kentucky and Tennessee were still constantly under threat. Quote, "No Union man or Negro who attempts to take any active part in politics or the improvement of his race is safe a single day, and nearly all sleep upon their arms at night and carry concealed weapons during the day." Imagine how scary it was to be a black man in this country back then, after the Civil War. You're a freed person, you're a freed man. You have the rights extended to you, but not yet fully through the 14th Amendment, and there are people literally hunting you. You slept with your arms, not the kind of arms that are attached to your body, your firearms. You carried guns with you throughout the day. Of course, Justice Clarence Thomas writes, and I love the fact that a descendant of a slave is writing all this. I think it's fantastic. It's beautiful. It's just so poignant and beautiful. Of course, even during Reconstruction, the right to keep and bear arms had limits, but those limits were consistent with the right of the public to peaceably carry handguns for self-defense. For instance, when General D.E. Sickles issued a decree in 1866 preempting South Carolina's black codes, which prohibited firearm possession by blacks, he stated, quote, "The constitutional rights of all loyal and well-disposed inhabitants to bear arms will not be infringed. Nevertheless, this shall not be construed to sanction the unlawful practice of carrying concealed weapons, and no disorderly person, vagrant, or disturber of the peace shall be allowed to bear arms." Now, around the same time, the editors of the Loyal Georgian, a prominent black-owned newspaper, were asked by a colored citizen whether colored persons have the right to own and carry firearms. The editors of the newspaper responded that blacks have the same right to own and carry firearms that other citizens have. And borrowing language from a Freedmen's Bureau circular, the editors maintained that any person, white or black, may be disarmed if convicted of making an improper or dangerous use of weapons, even though no military or civil officer has the right or authority to disarm any class of people, thereby placing them at the mercy of others. And he goes on to talk about the public carry that was commonplace in the early 19th century. South Carolina in 1870 authorized the arrest of all who go armed offensively to the terror of the people. And he points out other statutes along the way that show that there were, if there ever were prohibitions on handguns, that they were only concerning large pistols that could be used for, you know, war or something like that. But he does a great job of breaking down the history of all this. And, you know, that's what's really important here, is that New York had this requirement here that you have to show proper cause and you don't have to show cause to enjoy your rights and exercise your rights. And that's a key point here. We have a long history in this country of people carrying firearms for their protection, for their self-defense. And you think about what's happening in Philadelphia. You think about the violence. Who's committing this violence? Is it law-abiding citizens carrying concealed firearms? No, it's not. It's criminals. It's criminals. And that is the point. You know, as Mayor Eric Adams had a meltdown yesterday in New York going on about how, because of the Supreme Court ruling allowing people to carry concealed weapons, New York's going to be the Wild West. Dude, it is the Wild West. You got homeless people, crazy homeless people, pushing people in front of subway trains. You have people right now that are getting into cabs and robbing cab drivers in broad daylight. You got people attacking people in Times Square. You got shootouts every day in that city. It is the Wild West, man. It is the Wild West. Don't tell me it's going to be the Wild West. It is. I wouldn't ride a subway train if you paid me right now. First of all, they're like little COVID tubes. I don't mean the disease. I mean the people that are in there with head-to-toe masks on. There was a viral video of a guy sitting there eating lunch. This dude's got his mask on, takes the mask off, bites a sandwich, puts the mask back on. Takes the mask off, bites a sandwich, put the mask back on. Takes the mask off, bites a sandwich, mask goes back on. Dude was literally putting the mask on after every bite. I don't need to be around that nonsense. I really don't. But let's not act like if you allow law-abiding citizens the right to bear arms in public, that they're somehow going to start shooting each other in public. It's not going to happen. And nobody's going to pull a vigilante move either. What they're going to do is to be able to protect themselves wherever they want, anywhere. And so there you go. It's a great ruling by the United States Supreme Court. I'm very, very happy about it. 855-839-1210 is the number, 855-839-1210. We're going to do our movie thing in just a second, but I want to tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria, my buddy, my dentist, and the master of dental implants. He is in Cinnamon City, New Jersey, and also Woodbury, New Jersey. Oh, and by the way, you know, in Cinnamon City, I went by there the other day, and I went to the new Captain Chuckie's. And it's really great. I tell you, I was so happy to see that they have a new Captain Chuckie's location there, because we're big fans of Captain Chuckie's on this show and one of Dom's loyal sponsors. And, yes, you know, I'm always a fan. I love a good crab cake. You know what I mean? Yes. Love a good crab cake. You got to love it.
And by the way, they make them without carbs.
I know they have low carb. They got all kinds of stuff. And I tell you, too, it's really nice because they even have their prices, I mean, are very reasonable considering the prices that have gone up everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I went in, I met Tony. Tony's the owner, Tony Parson. And guess who's his dentist? Dr. Mike Veneria. Such a small world, right?
It is.
But I went in there with my laryngitis and I said, hi, I want to order some crab cakes. And I said, and he goes, okay. He goes, what'd you like? I pointed out what I like. I didn't say who I was. And he said, how'd you hear about us? Out of curiosity. I said, oh, I heard about you on the radio. He goes, oh, did you? And he looked at me and I said, how you doing? My name's Rich. He goes, I had a feeling it was you. He goes, you sound like you did today on the show. I said, yeah, well, the laryngitis is real, but maybe some crab soup will help. You know what I mean? But Tony and his wife, Jamie, and they're doing a great job there. I always say anybody who opens a new business in this environment, bravo. You know what I mean? Bravo. So best of luck to you guys at Captain Chuckie's and Cinnaminson. And I think anytime we can get another store going, another mom and pop shop like that, it's great stuff. But he said, he goes, yeah, Venere's a great guy. I said, of course he is. And he went the other night. Dr. Mike was at our event with Dr. Maz. Dr. Maz also goes to see Dr. Venere. You know, and when doctors choose their doctors, you know they're making a great choice because they're pretty picky. Doctors can be very choosy about where they get their health care. And Dr. Mike is the best, like I tell you. Go see him. Pediatric dentistry, general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, pain-free root canal, and those important dental implants. If you need a dental implant, Dr. Mike's your guy. Dr. Mike Venere. Go see him today. He's got two offices, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Cinnaminson's right over the bridge. The office is clean. It's safe. Great music playing. Great people. And you'll love talking to Mike, too. He's a like-minded guy. He's got a lot to say. Fun to talk to. And people ask me all the time. They go, Rich, you really go to Dr. Mike? Yes, I really do. My whole family does. And Mama Zioli discovered Dr. Mike Venere. So I give her all the credit. And I'm glad she did because he's great. VenereDental.com. VanareIA. My buddy, my dentist, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike, VenereDental.com. All right, let's do it.
Now, the morning mystery movie clip on the Rich Zioli Show, WPHT.
And I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. I didn't ask who gave the order, because it had nothing to do with business.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
You know what, Bill? I'm almost curious if we should just make it if you don't know what the movie is called. Because if this is, if you don't know this movie, you shouldn't be listening to this radio show.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah. The 12th caller today with the correct answer will win a pair of tickets to see the Phillies take on the Braves Wednesday, June 29th at 7.05 p.m. at Citizens Bank Park. Coming up on the Philly schedule are two post-game Xfinity fireworks shows on July 1st at 6.05, and then again Sunday, July 3rd at 7.08 when the Phillies take on the St. Louis Cardinals. You can get tickets to all of these games at Phillies.com.
Look at that. All right, good luck, caller number 12. You better get this. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zioli Show on your schedule. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
Yes, it is the Wild Side. It is Friday, baby. Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it very, very much. And, yeah, great to have you with us. So thanks for being here. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number if you would like to weigh in today on everything we are discussing. We got a lot more great audio for you on this Friday. I'll be off next week, and I'm excited about that. But our buddy Michael Pelka will be in, and Paul Barsky will be in. So it's going to be a great week. So make sure you tune in and, you know, have a great week. And then I'll be back after the 4th of July. So hopefully the Supreme Court will wait until I come back to make the ruling on the Missouri abortion case. Mississippi, yeah. But hopefully they will. But it may be today. It could be today. So tune into the Dawn Show and find out in real time. But Gary's got the movie today. Gary, my man, what's the movie?
Godfather Part Two.
Yes, sir. Well done. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think Godfather Part Two is better than Godfather?
I do, actually, but it can't be one. I'm a number one. Godfather One is the best.
You think so? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I always go back and forth. You know, it's tough. It is tough.
But, I love them both, yeah. I have the trilogy. I have the whole package. So, now, hey, have a great vacation next week, buddy. You deserve it. Love your show.
Oh, thanks, Gary. Have you seen The Offer yet?
No, I haven't. I'm planning to watch it this weekend.
All right, good. Yeah, let me know what you think. Definitely. I think it's a fantastic show, and it's really well done showing how The Godfather almost never happened. You know, that movie almost never, several times it almost never happened. So
it is interesting. It really is. Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it.
All right, Gary. Thanks, pal. You have a great week and a happy 4th of July, 855-839-1210. Yeah, so I'm excited because we are going to be, you know, enjoying the mountain air of the Adirondacks, which is always nice. And my in-laws, and I promise you, I pledge to you, my solemn vow is I will not bring up politics. nor will I engage. I'm not even going to take the bait this time. I'm really not. I'm not even going to take the bait.
Not even
Not
even if you have a few cocktails in you.
A few cocktails. Well, that's what always happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple cocktails, you're like, all right, that's enough. You know,
and you pull Ralph Cramden
and go, you are a blabbermouth. A blabbermouth. That's one of the best honeymooners ever. You know, actually, when I was hanging out with Kevin Downey Jr. at the talk radio convention, he asked me, what do you think the three best sitcoms ever made are?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And I say Seinfeld, The Honeymooners, and I don't know what the third one is, but definitely Seinfeld and The Honeymooners, I think, are the top two for sitcoms.
For sitcoms?
Yeah.
I thought Friends was your favorite.
No, okay. God, it's awful.
I'm just kidding.
That show has aged so poorly, too. You watch Friends now, and that awful canned laughter and everything, it's a bad show.
Yeah, creepy.
I don't know how that show became a hit. I guess our standards were different back then. I don't know, but...
Parks and Rec.
Now, I've still never seen that show. As much as I love
Chris Pratt, it's so funny.
I gotta check it out.
But so politically, it's politically incorrect. I don't even know if they can make parts of it.
That's probably why I'd like it. That's probably why I should definitely watch it. Maybe I'll binge watch that on vacation. Well, don't forget, July 1, The Terminalist, Jack Carr's show, comes out on Amazon Prime. I'm excited about it. Can't wait. I think it's going to be great. I really do. I think it's going to be a fantastic show. Probably one of the best. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
We're counting the days. I mean, we can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Pratt is basically playing Jack Carr. So you're going to be watching it from that perspective, and you know, it looks really, really good. But the other one is For All Mankind. Now I know that Millennial is his favorite show. I don't think Greg has seen it yet.
We're watching it. I love it.
Did you see the new one yet?
I have, yeah. I'm all, it's Friday, so there's an episode 3 came out today.
Yeah.
I have not seen that, obviously, but it's easily my favorite show on television right now.
It's very well done.
Yeah.
I know Dawn's nervous it's going to go woke, though.
Yeah.
So, where are you at, Dawn?
I think I'm two away from being caught up.
Okay, then when I had my fear that it was going to get woke, it was dispelled pretty quickly. So I don't think they're going to go too crazy with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
good. All right. Well, I hope you're right, Bill.
I know.
I hope you're right. We're all nervous.
It's always it's just like, stop. Just don't invade our entertainment space.
Yeah.
I think don't invade our entertainment space, right?
I think what
ESS.
Yeah, I think what's most appealing about this show is like just how it's a kind of a realistic alternate reality, in the sense like it's something that could have easily happened, the Russians making it to the moon first and then just set off this course of events that could be that are realistic, unlike some other alternative history shows that you get tired of and you're like, oh, this never would have happened even if this outcome happened. So it just doesn't, it makes a lot more sense than other alternative history shows in my view.
Yeah, and it is entertaining, no doubt. All right, we got a lot more to talk about. We got more audio coming up. Don't go away.
You know, Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania, the only one I ever recommend. They really do have it all, the place to be for fun, action, and entertainment, especially in the summertime. This is how you win at Parks Casino. Concerts, dining, action, excitement. They really do have it all. Summer happy hours, cool cocktails, 25 craft beers on tap, at the open-air Liberty Bell Beer Garden. And by the way, they have seating inside as well as outside right at Parks. Dine at the award-winning Parks Grill Steakhouse, an amazing array of other great dining choices, as maybe you know already. 3,600 state-of-the-art slots, over 115 table games. I could go on and on. Brand new poker rooms, pretty cool. Headliners all summer long. And you can check out the headliners at the Excite Center. So tonight, Billy Ray Cyrus, Sheryl Crow is Friday, July 15th. As far as July 29th and 30th, Aaron Lewis. Plus, comedy night every other Thursday in the 360 Lounge. So for June 30th, the King of Brooklyn, Fred Rubino, headlining. Just visit parkscasino.com, P-A-R-X-casino.com, for all the details. Check out, you know, everything that's happening at Parks. They're right there on Street Road, the exit off 95 and the PA Turnpike. But you must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Morning. Thank you. Just so you know, a few moments ago, the House of Representatives has taken up the gun control legislation after the Senate passed it after 15 Republicans sold out and sided with the Democrats. It's terrible. It's a terrible bill because of these red flag laws. Honestly, a lot of the stuff in the bill is it's the red flag laws that are the issue and are the problem. And it's, as I've said before, and I've spent a lot of time on this week, and you can always go back to the podcast and listen to it. I've outlined for you why red flags laws are so inherently dangerous to everybody, to liberty. You cannot have due process. There is no way to come up with due process for this. And this bill certainly is not it. A judge signing a piece of paper is not due process because he's a judge. And as I've said before, you know, you're not going to go to somebody's house after they've been adjudicated in a fake court to be crazy and take their weapons by knocking on the door and going, "Hi, I'm your friendly neighborhood police officer here to confiscate your guns." It's going to turn, and these situations have already gotten very deadly and violent. And I don't know how anybody, any American can sit back here, and I've said this a million times before, you know, this civil forfeiture crap that happens every day in this country. They take boats and cars and money and guns from people who've never been convicted of a crime. And all you conservatives out there used to give me a hard time, Amy and others, for my position on civil forfeiture. Well, yeah, you're welcome. Welcome to the party, pal. This is a welcome to party, pal. Anyway, I'll miss being on the air next week.
Oh, we'll miss you.
I will. I won't miss waking up, but I'll miss being on the air. So
you could always call in.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it. What's coming up on the Dawn Show today, Dawn?
We have so much. Philadelphia. Philadelphia police, a very busy morning, so we're expecting some announcements on arrests, and some are happening as we speak. And then we also have, you know, this battle over the bans and what inclusion and the price of inclusion as far as, you know, famous athletes speaking out, saying it's more important to be inclusive than to worry about girls and women and girls' sports. And obviously we're watching very carefully what is released right at 10 a.m. in 19 plus minutes with the Supreme Court. Will they release the rest of their rulings, and will Roe v. Wade be on the docket? So that's all coming up on the Dawn Show.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to that. That'll be great. We will definitely be tuning into that. The other thing, too, is the government just banned Juul cigarettes.
Yes.
The e-cigarettes, excuse me. That's ridiculous. It's a legal product. How can you just ban a legal product? The FDA, not even Congress, or has banned something. This friggin' country, it's like freedom is evaporating. I can feel the Bill of Rights crumbling in my hands as we speak. I'll do more on Juul when I get back. I'm sure Opelka will have lots to say about it on Monday. So, and Dawn will have lots to say about it. Yeah, just take things and make them illegal.
Just don't vape or smoke.
So if you had Juul yesterday, it was legal, and now it's illegal today. It's ridiculous.
Don't vape or smoke. Just don't start.
But, you know, as I'm telling you, people have, they've quit smoking by vaping.
You know what's weird?
It saved their life.
It's weird to this point. In Europe, people have quit smoking cigarettes because of these products. America, for what, I don't know if what is lobbying. I honestly don't know. But in Europe, they love these vaping products and swear by them that they've helped them get off of the, you know, traditional cigarettes.
This guy, Greg Connolly, who is with the Heartland Foundation, same thing with him. He has talked about this before and how it saved his life. He got off cigarettes by vaping, you know. So
yeah, and you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
What's he laughing?
What are you laughing?
No,
at?
No, Bill's soccer? Texas hysterical.
The what?
Oh, Bill.
Bill texted me something. It was hysterical.
Oh, well, what was it? You can't do that.
You're not going to share?
No, no. We be inclusive.
No, we have our own private show. So it's fine.
I'm going to miss all that right? too dearly. There's,
are you guys sending each other pictures? Or?
No. What?
that took a turn.
Awkward. All right. Well, we got some more audio to do before the show's over today, so let's do it.
What's on the cut sheet?
Part due.
Part due, just like The Godfather Part due, Greg Stocker.
Kathy Hochul blasts the Supreme Court ruling of overturning the New York gun law. She says she's prepared to go back to muskets. Here's what she said yesterday.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking. That they have taken away our right to have reasonable restrictions. We can have restrictions on speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. But somehow there's no restrictions allowed on the Second Amendment. This is New York. We don't back down. We fight back. And we'll be alerting the public, the media, in the very short term, exactly what our language that we've been analyzing, we have language we'd like to now enact into law. We'll be sharing that with the leaders. And I'm sorry this dark day has come, that we're supposed to go back to what was in place since 1788 when the Constitution of the United States of America was ratified. And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at that time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets. I don't think they envision the high-capacity assault weapon magazines intended for battlefields as being covered with it, but I guess we're just going to have to disagree.
Can we go back to muskets?
Sure, let's go back to muskets. I got another question, too, actually. Since we didn't have microphones back then at the Constitution, can we get rid of her microphone?
That's
she was
funny.
On TV, right? They didn't have cameras back then either, so can we get rid of those too?
How about a woman being governor? They probably would have been shocked by that too.
That's a great point. Yeah, you're right. We didn't have broads up there being governor, so why don't we get, you know what I mean? Go back to that too.
That's what Cuomo's saying.
That's Cuomo right now is going, for the record, if we are being pure, the 1778, muskets.
New York Mayor Eric Adams says, you've been referencing this all morning, said we cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
We will collaborate with other mayors, municipality leaders, and governors, and will leave no unturned stone as we seek to undo and mitigate the damage that we are witnessing today. Those efforts would include a comprehensive review with the Corporation Counsel, our Chief Counsel, and other legal experts to assist us in this matter. As we start to define sensitive locations when carrying a gun is banned and reviewing our application process to ensure that only those who are fully qualified can obtain a carry license. This is something that the police commissioner who's joining me today will ensure that our licensing division is aware of. We will work together to limit the risk this decision will create once it is implemented. And we cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Wow, wow, West. Now I have that song in my head. Wow, wow, West. Who sang that?
So it was originally... Going back, it was originally Cool Moe Dee, but what's his name? Will Smith, I think, made it famous. Right, Bill? It was Will Smith who did it?
No, that's a different version of what I'm thinking of. Remember that song, Living in a in the Wild, Wild West? You know that one?
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Escape Club, Escape Club. Okay. Wild, Wild West. I think it's them.
Okay, let's try it. Wow, it even starts with it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. Now I'm going to have this song in my head all friggin' day.
But if I guess we're just going to have to disagree. 47 deadbeats living in the back street, north, east, west, south, all in the same house. Sitting in the back room, waiting for the big boom. I'm in the bedroom, waiting for my baby. She's so mean, I don't care. I love
that works for Hulk.
The Wild Wild West.
That's the brilliance of Greg Stocker right there, baby.
The Wild Wild West.
He had a drop in her going, mustaches. Classic.
What else? NBC Nightly News last night says this blockbuster ruling will the court will get more people killed, according to NBC News.
Is timing, David. Since 2019, we've seen a 30% increase in homicides, many of them by firearm. We've seen a 60% surge in mass shootings that we've talked about over and over on the air. So the question is, will it make it much more easy for people to have weapons in public, concealed weapons, and will that lead to more shootings and more accidents and different kinds of things? That's the thing law enforcement has been concerned about regarding these types of cases. And David, I can tell you that law enforcement believes that we're in the midst of the surge. They see no end in sight. They are trying to push down these numbers by focusing on career criminals. But the notion that more people could be walking around with concealed weapons is something that law enforcement is concerned about.
The Wow Wow. I'm sorry.
Living up all over the town and turn to the left, turn to the right. I don't care as long as she comes tonight. She's so mean, but I don't care. I love her eyes and her wild, wild hair.
We really are seven.
Dance to the beat that we like best. Heading for the 90s, living
in the wild, wild west. We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Wild, wild west.
We will collaborate.
We really are children.
We have to become the Wild Wild West.
Oh, Wild West.
We are seven. We really are.
So I thought this was interesting. South Carolina Democrat Joe Cunningham, he's apparently running for governor in the state of South Carolina. He was on CNN yesterday, and he thinks because of Biden's age, he should not run for re-election. I pulled this clip because I found it interesting that a Democrat was saying this, because I think more and more of them are coming out and saying this now. So here's Joe Cunningham about Joe Biden.
If President Biden were here with me right now and he were asking my opinion, whether or not he should run for another term, or whether he should step aside and allow a new generation of leadership to emerge, I would tell him the latter.
Your video was a little more clear than that answer you just gave me. You think Joe Biden is too old to run for re-election. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think we need to have a new generation of leadership emerge. And this isn't, you know, as the video said, judges in South Carolina have to retire at age 72. Democrats have a very deep bench, and it's time to allow a new generation to emerge and new talent. And, you know, President Biden told us himself that he was just a bridge. We're all in a car driving across that bridge, and it's time to have the discussion as to what's on the other side of that bridge and what's the future look like. Because I think we need to have a new vision, new leadership. And, you know, this isn't about personal about Biden, but he'll be 82 at the time of the next election. If he served out a second term, he'd be 86 years old. I'm not sure if any of us know of any 86-year-olds who should be running the entire country.
Wow.
Wow.
Interesting.
Pretty harsh.
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot more of this coming from Democrats, so I just find it interesting. I want to end this Friday, Rich, with making late night funny again.
Can oh, good. I love a good laugh, yeah. Greg. Thank you for that.
Let's go over to the Stephen Colbert program. Last night he had on his show juggler and comedian Beto O'Rourke.
So, oh, Beto is the best. Beto. Did he do magic last night?
He did do magic. So this is where we take late night and make it funny again since they can't do it themselves.
One of the ways Governor Abbott distinguished Texas in the past year is that y'all were pioneers in voting restrictions. Governor Abbott signed a law that had some of the most restrictive voting laws put in place as the beginning of this wave. Just had the primaries in March where you received the nomination for the Democrats for governor down there. But across the board, in the primaries in Texas, what was the effect of those restrictive voting laws? Did you see a change?
We did. So 13% of the mail-in ballots cast were rejected. And those were Democratic voters, independent voters, Republican voters. And
is that high?
The high watermark before was 1%. You know,
it went from 1% to 13%.
That's right. If we were watching the news and Cuba today had elections and 13% of the ballots were rejected, we'd say, well, that sounds about right. To have that happen in this country, and case in point, 95-year-old World War II veteran. So this guy fought fascism half a world away to defend democracy here at home.
Boy, his just ballot killing by mail
killing it, isn't he? Just killing
he's
it.
He's hot. He's on a roll.
He is.
He's on a roll. I mean, just making the audience laugh before they all go to bed at night.
Yep.
It's fantastic. It's what we need.
There you
what
go.
America needs.
Making late night funny again because they can't do it themselves.
Well, thank you, Greg. Excellent stuff. And have a wonderful week while I'm away. Enjoy it. And then I guess you're going to be away when I get back. So I'll see you in like August.
Sure.
All right. And then Bellenia will be in charge for the time being. Well, you are. Well, not in charge. We would never do that. Let's not go crazy here.
Oh, right.
You know, charge of the show, not the station. You know,
who is in charge of the station when Greg's away?
It's a free fall.
Oh, okay.
I'm always just a phone call away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like reading. Darth Vader, he's everywhere. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to be hanging out on the LBI with all the windmills. So,
have
a great time. Take pictures. All right, and then the Dawn Show is up next. But first, Bellenia, let's do this.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to @Violettiger2. He actually knows what the next card on Joe Biden's instruction says, Rich. He says the next card says, "You will not let anybody else see this."
That's great. Yeah, dummy, don't hold it up for the cameras. The little step-by-step instructions, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well done. All right, good stuff, Bill. Thank you very much. And good job to you and Daniel for all the work as Daniel's training. And Dawn, as always, have a wonderful week.
We're going to miss you.
Miss you too. And have fun, and then tune into Dawn next because there could be some major Supreme Court news coming down the way. But let's do this.
And now, Rich Zeoli's final thoughts.
Spent a lot of time today on this historic Supreme Court ruling because it's not every day that the Supreme Court issues such a historic ruling. Go back and listen to the podcast if you missed it. It's a great win for liberty, for freedom, for the Second Amendment, for the idea that we are individuals with individual liberty and the right to protect ourselves. And despite what Mayor Adams says about New York becoming the Wild Wild West or anywhere else, law-abiding citizens with concealed carry are not going to start shooting each other on the streets. That's criminals with illegal guns doing that. And it's a very, very sad state in our cities that are already basically the Wild Wild West. Have a great and wonderful day and weekend and week, and I'll see when I get back. I'm on Twitter @RichZeoli. Dawn's next. Thank you so much for listening.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.